good morning, wonderful people, or good evening if you are in Western Europe or in parts of Biafra land. That this is Radio Biafra live transmission for the beautiful city of Kuala Lumpur. Amongst beautiful Nigerians, amongst beautiful Biafrans, I must say Nigeria is very much in the news. We're going to go into it. It's been in my head. So if I mention it in place of Biafra, I must be forgiven. A lot is happening, and we must bring it to you that this is live transmission of Radio Biafra from the very beautiful city of Kuala Lumpur, amongst very wonderful Biafrans, the people here in Malaysia, the Biafrans in Malaysia, those people, the people upon which we rest our hope. They are here with us in the city of Radio Biafra here in Kuala Lumpur. I came in this morning, or should I say this evening, from the Philippines, from Manila to be precise, where our people did us proud. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good night, in reverse order, wherever you are on this planet. We are welcoming you. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra, and by the special grace of God, the servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, we are here to bring you news, views, information, and analysis and awareness regarding how we're going to get Biafra. A lot of things are happening in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. It has been in my head. We've been analyzing it. We've been looking into it. A lot of abominable things are being done in our name, and we must bring it to your attention. Whatever you are, please, you must inform your friends, your family, your relatives. Please ask them to go to www.radiobiafra.co. They will get Radio Biafra there. If they go to peopleofbiafra.org, BelieHumanRights.org, or IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org, they must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra. If you experience any loss of transmission, please refresh your browser. We are in the beautiful city of Kuala Lumpur. People have also accused me of having returned to the people that I value most, and I say to them that is not the correct fact. The fact remains that they work hardest. They make things happen, and it is an honor and privilege to be amongst them, because with them we are going to get Biafra, and we want every other country, every other place on this planet where you have Biafrans to emulate what they're doing in this very beautiful place here. They are united, they are one, they speak with one voice, they plan, they execute, and everything they put their hand in comes to fruition. Once again, we are welcoming you that this is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are on tour of the Far East, and we are remaining here until we accomplish what we came here for. A lot of things are going to happen even later on today. The time will be 4 p.m. And what is the name of this place again where we're meeting later on? What is the name of this nightclub we're meeting again? GI Club, is that correct?
J.I. Club.
We are meeting Jalan at Ipoh. At J.I. Club. Where is that again?
Jalan Ipoh.
Jalan Ipoh. That is where we are meeting. A lot of people will be there. Everybody who is who in this very Malaysia will be there. All our people will be there to pay homage to our fallen heroes, to make sure that this march towards the restoration of Biafra is relentless and unrelenting. We are here because we believe in Biafra, we believe in the promise that God made to us, and we believe that we are going to get it on or before the end of 2015. If we see January of 2016 with things remaining the way they are, then we know we are finished. We cannot allow it to happen. People are abandoning sheep. Those who are liars, those who are fraudsters are being exposed because God is great. Those who have cheated and have looted, have kidnapped and have killed in the name of Biafra, they are being exposed for what they are, the same way we told you a while back. That everybody who is unfortunate enough to have stolen from Biafra, if you have lied to our people in the name of Biafra, if you have printed any fake passports in the name of Biafra, if you have collected any dues in the name of Biafra, you will be exposed if you are not doing what you said you're going to do. That is exactly what is happening to Masawa Tuwazurike. Their jamboree has moved somewhere else. Chidera will give it to us in a minute. A lot is happening in the zoo. It is falling apart. It is disintegrating. It is breaking up to the point that even the EU is stepping in to try and make peace amongst communities. That is how sad and how bad things are. If you're joining us once again, that this is Radio Biafra, the only place on this earth where the truth is spoken. The only place where you can be listening to Radio Biafra in South Africa and you hear the voice of somebody from Sweden. If you're listening to us in Mexico, you will hear the voices of your people from Malaysia. If you are somewhere in Russia, if you are in Rwanda, you will hear our voice, because this is Radio Biafra, the only platform on this earth where there is a live interactive session regardless of where you are on this earth. Radio Biafra is received across every time zone, in every continent, in every country, in every city, in every town, in every community, in every village, in every family. As long as you have an internet-enabled device, you must and should be able to receive Radio Biafra. Once again, the studio of Radio Biafra here is packed in Kuala Lumpur. We are here with our people. We are comfortable in their midst because they do things that others have not been able to do. But we are hoping that Thailand and China must be able to emulate them and come to these very high standards. We say to people, if you want to participate in the restoration of Biafra, please call your brothers in Malaysia, call your people here and ask them, how do you do it? Because here, they are simply marvelous. And we welcome you wherever you are today. We are going to start from our sister Chidera. We are hoping to be joined by Barrister Mamezu and Uche Mefo at some point during proceedings. We have reverted to our number in Malaysia. Our number in Malaysia, for those of you who don't have it, is on the top right-hand corner of your screen. If you're listening to us, unless you are using a mobile device, in which case it will not be there. The number, once again, is +60 11 365 44467. I repeat, +60 11 365 44467. There are treble fours there. +60 11 365 44467. That is 44467. You can also join us on Skype. All you need to do is to add Radio Biafra to your Skype contact list. You should be able to join us when we start taking calls in the next few minutes. Chidera, I will come to you first of all, or should I say go to you, because we are in Malaysia and we are in the United States. We are going to come to you to please accept the presence of our people scattered all over the world. Listen to Radio Biafra now, please. Go ahead.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra, blessed people of Biafra. Good morning, especially to those of you in Malaysia. Good afternoon, good night to some of you wherever you are on the planet. Director, I'm welcoming you back to your darling country, Malaysia.
Yes.
And also welcoming every other person to this edition of the News Hour from here, Tennessee. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We call it the News Hour because Radio Biafra was on the air for only 1 hour, broadcasting on shortwave to the entire humanity in 2009 when we come in air. We have decided not to change that very name. This is where things happen. This is where the truth is spoken. I love Malaysia. I cannot hide it because the people here are wonderful. You have to come and witness it yourself to appreciate why I keep gushing about them all the time. We will now go around in the studios for those of them, the select few who are here with us this evening, to please acknowledge your presence wherever you are. From the very first person, you will give us your name, your village, and you will thank our listeners who are all over the world listening to us, please.
My name is Chukwuna Osochizoba. I'm from Waka South, precisely Nibo in Anambra State. My lovely brothers and sisters, the lovers of Biafra, you are most welcome in this program today. And I wish to say that you should be the doer of the lesson, the doer of this world. Not just that everything we just talk here, some people just try to take it as a fun. We are not here joking. This is 2 a.m. here. We are not sleeping. We will work for Biafra and we will die for Biafra.
Thank you very much. That is the difference between Malaysia and every other place. But we are happy with what we saw in Thailand. We are happy with what we saw in China. And also the unbridled enthusiasm we witnessed in Manila and the Philippines. They are all coming up and they are doing their very best. We know that China is gearing up to take over the world. The same way that the China itself has taken over the world economy, they are very strong and they are coming. Please, the next person.
Good morning from here to all Biafrans all over the world. My name is Ikechukwu Enyago. I'm from Akpata of Umulumbe in Udi, local government area of Enugu State. We've come once again to do what we've been called to do. If you are a Biafran, you have been called to this. Welcome.
Thank you very much. That is our coordinator of coordinators. He doesn't only coordinate Malaysia, but the entire universe. Wherever you have a group of Biafrans in each country, they are answerable to Malaysia because they have set a template upon which this very struggle shall be written. Please, the next person.
Hello, great Biafrans and friends of Biafrans all over the world. My name is Ojean Lebedin. Good morning from Malaysia and welcome to today's program.
Thank you very much. The very man who puts diplomacy at the heart of what we are doing and directly responsible for the gathering we are going to have later on today that will define where this struggle is going. Both in word and in deed, we are grateful to Lebedin. Please, the next person.
Good morning, people of Biafra, lover of freedom and friends of Biafrans all over the world. This is Elisha Michael. I'm from Ibere in Old Bend, the local government of Abia State. I'm welcoming you into today's broadcast. Stay tuned and enjoy the groove.
Thank you very much. The only man with the name of a prophet and a redeemer at the same time. You cannot be an angel and a prophet, but in Elisha Michael we have both. Elisha was a prophet, is that correct?
Yes.
And Michael was an angel, is that correct?
Yes.
An archangel for that matter. He is doing the same work here amongst our people and we are grateful to him for his industry towards his nation. Please, the next person.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Biafra. My name is Darlington Onyebuchi Udebunam from Orifite.
Thank you.
Welcome to the world of Biafra.
Thank you all that is listening. Thank you very much. Udebunam, you are welcome to the studio of Radio Biafra. You are here because you love your country. You are here because you wish to serve them in truth and honesty. The whole world have heard you, and you are one of us. The next person, please.
Hello, good people of Biafra. My name is Chukwu Kabosa. I am from Umudioka in Oka South, Anambra State. Welcome to this program. And please enjoy today's program and tell your friends to come and join Radio Biafra because we are on live. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is our dear brother Chukwu Kabosa who made it possible by way of protocol, the arrangement, everything that we are doing here is courtesy of what he has set in place. The only man who initially supported Radio Biafra from here, I'm sure he did it legally. When we went to the bank, we saw the wife's name. Is that correct? And we started wondering what on earth is going on, but he's here with us today diligently the way he's been. Since he joined this very race, we are grateful to him for all the work that he's doing here, for the support he is providing the Biafrans in Malaysia, and especially the protocol he has been providing to Radio Biafra. We are indebted to him. Are we complete? Go ahead.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, beautiful Biafrans scattered all over the world, and friends of Biafra, even the enemy. You are highly welcome to this program. Once again, it's Obinna Anthony from Umuzi, actually in Biafra land. We want you to relax and enjoy today's program. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. If you don't know Obilo Anthony, that means that you don't know the Biafran struggle here in Malaysia. These people have been very vocal. They have been writing. Describe himself who is here, who has been writing for our people. People making sure that Malaysia remains at the forefront. I must keep mentioning this because if you work very hard, we must acknowledge you. We must praise you. If you do wrong, we castigate you. If you are struggling, we'll encourage you to rise up to this very lofty position. It's an honor to be here. Do we have any other person?
No.
We are complete here in the studio. In case you don't know, the time now is 16 minutes past 2 a.m. in the morning. Here in Malaysia, these people are awake. Like us, they hardly sleep because Biafra never sleeps. Please, Chidera, on this day, the 13th of September in London, and in Biafraland, the 14th of September here in the Far East in Malaysia, you will give us the news headlines and accompanying news roundup, please.
The news headline. We're reporting today that Chief Waziriki, Al Mustafa, Fashion, Atari Dokubo, and others sue for unity. Reverend Oko warns against external agents of disintegration of the Theological Republic of Nigeria. Police in Port Harcourt seal off new PDP secretariat. EU launches 960 million naira peace initiative in Plateau. Army Chief of Staff Ihejuika says that the Nigerian Army will not rest until terrorism and kidnapping are eradicated. Now the news in full. leaders of different associations, youth bodies, and movements across the six geopolitical zones stormed Owerri, the Imo State capital, yesterday to chart a new course that will promote peace, harmony, and progress in the country. The delegation of various associations led by former Chief Security Officer, CSO, to the late General Sani Abacha Hamza al-Mustafa arrived at the Samandapo Airport at about 10 a.m., where they were received by the leader of the Movement for the Actualization of the Sovereign State of Biafra, Mazob, Chief Ralph Wazriki. Mustafa, who was accompanied by the leader of the Niger Delta People's Volunteer Force, Alhaji Mujahid Asari Dokibo, founder of the Odua People's Congress, OPC, Dr. Frederick Fashion, Mohammed Abacha, son of late Sani Abacha, and the president of Arewa Consultative Youth, Yerima Shetima, could not grant journalists interview at the airport. But Asari Dokibo said the visitors were in Imo State to deliberate on the challenges confronting the country and to prefer solutions to the problems facing the people. He advised them to employ dialogue in the pursuit of their objective. You should emulate the Mazob leader in his nonviolent agitation and work for the unity of the country. Only in the cradle of Igbo culture, and we the Igbo are known for our culture for forgiveness and tolerance, which is what the country needs at this moment. Also, while visiting the Biafran War Veterans at Okwe, in Oni, the local government area in Imo State, our Mustafa, who was received with a 21-gun salute, restated the need for forgiveness and tolerance among all ethnic groups in the country. The Primate of the Church of Nigeria Anglican Communion and Archbishop Metropolitan Reverend Nicholas Oko yesterday warned politicians against actions that can cause Nigeria's disintegration. The cleric noted that Nigerian politicians need to avoid actions that tend to support foreigners who expect the country to fall apart. Reverend Oko spoke at the standing committee meeting of the Bishops Conference of the Church holding in Yenagoa, the Bayelsa State capital. The cleric also called for the disbanding of the National Body of the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU. The police yesterday sealed off the secretariat of the New People's Democratic Party in Port Harcourt, the Rivers State capital, shortly after its inauguration. The Chief of Staff to Governor Chibuike Amaechi, Chief Tony Okocha, inaugurated the secretariat and hoisted the party's flag. He was supported by top Rivers government officials and politicians. Amaechi is one of the seven PDP governors who formed the Kaobaje-led New PDP on August 31. The secretariat, directly opposite the old JRA police station, was the headquarters of Amaechi's campaign organization in 2011. The policemen who filled up the secretariat were led by Deputy Commissioner of Police in charge of the Criminal Investigations Department, Sam Ohaura. They pulled down the six poles flying the PDP flags and two national flags. Party members in the expansive premises were chased out and the secretariat sealed off. The European Union yesterday stepped up peace efforts in Plateau State with the launch of a $960 million program. The program, which will be implemented by three organizations, including APRIMAC UNDO, Jewish Gesellschaft for International, the foreign Zusammenarbe and search for common ground, is to be implemented in the 17 local government areas of the state. Speaking at the launch of the program held yesterday at the Crest Hotel in Jos, the leader of EU delegation to Nigeria and ECOWAS, Mr. Alan Monday, said this program aims at contributing to peace building and conflict prevention efforts in Plateau State by strengthening the mechanisms of conflict resolution and fighting youth unemployment. Chief of Army Staff Lieutenant General Atubike Ihejuka has warned that the Nigerian Army will not rest on its oars until terrorism, kidnapping, and other violent crimes in the country were eliminated. Speaking at the 9th Nigerian Army Finance Corps Biennial Training Conference 2013 in Omaha, Ihejuka said, "With the support of Mr. President and the transformations the Nigerian Army is undergoing, challenges of insecurity, including Boko Haram menace, kidnapping, threats of violent crimes will be stopped from wearing their ugly heads in the country." Represented by GOC 82 Division, Major General A.A. Olaniyi, Ihejuka assured that the Nigerian Armed Force were on top of the security situation in the country, contrary to what it was when the president declared the state of emergency 4 months ago, adding that the army was winning the war against terrorism. This is the news of today, 13th of September 2013. Over to you, Director.
Thank you very much, dear sister. Thank you. We are grateful for the news you have given to us. We must do justice to it. We must report it. We must analyze it. We must dissect it and bring its meaning to the fullest attention of our people, because a lot is happening. In your journey, terrible things are happening. There are forces at work that want to derail this very march towards freedom. There are those that want to use the name of Biafra as camouflage to dull our senses, to make us to be detracted, to cause us not to pursue what we are born to do. There are those people who have compromised their stance, who have allowed themselves to be used by the devil, by Satan, in order to bring shame, dishonor, and disgrace to our race. There are those people who, due to avariciousness and greed, have allowed the lure of money and the position of influence to allow them to try to stop what we are doing. Owazurike has been sent by Satan. He's been sent by Lucifer to convince us, to divert our attention from what we are doing. He has floated a group called MASOP, whose work it is not to restore Biafra in truth and honesty, but to delay it, to prevaricate, to provide an avenue for the enemies to come into our lives. These people have betrayed us. Owazurike is a traitor in our midst. People must know what should happen to traitors. He has betrayed the struggle. He has brought Hausa people into our midst. He is going about using the name of Biafra, for goodness sake, to campaign for the unity of Nigeria in Biafra land. This is beyond an abomination. This is beyond a crime. This is something that is indescribable. There is no word in the English dictionary to describe this level of treachery, to describe this level of unpatriotic act, to describe this level of backstabbing, to describe this level of insults to the dead people that sacrifice their lives in order to give us glory and honor. This man has defiled the memory of 3.5 million people dead. He has ridiculed this struggle. He has made us the laughingstock of the world. When we proceed from here to go and preach Biafra to other people, the first thing we hear is, you will end up like Owazurike. This man has brought shame to us. This man has used our name to enrich himself. This man is telling the world that none of us is reliable. Something of this magnitude calls for something also extraordinarily radical. This man has insulted us. We cannot allow this man to go free. If this man goes free, there will be no Biafra. If this man remains to bring our enemies to our shores, if this man remains to be armed by the Nigerian government, we told you. I told you on this radio station that Nigeria will give guns to MASOP to fight the real Biafrans. I told you people, it is now happening. MASOP is a peaceful movement, but all of a sudden they have found guns to fire off 21 gun salute to Mustafa when he visited Okwe. A Hausa man. These are the supporters of Boko Haram. Owazurike is campaigning for peace in Biafra land, escorted by the son of Abacha, escorted by Al Mustafa. These people are preparing their grounds because they intend to fight us. This is the time for us to define those who are in this struggle for what it represents, and for those who will run away. The battle line has been drawn. MASOP is now fighting with Nigeria. They are going to fight us. Let us be factual about it. And we must meet this challenge head on. The time has come for us to demonstrate that we indeed have been called in truth and honesty. And when I say by the grace of God, I know why I say by the grace of God. Anytime I announce my position, my lowly position to the world, because at this point in time we need God's grace. I am frightened. I am afraid of what our people have become. We have become unreliable. Our people have become treacherous. We have used the name of Biafra to enrich ourselves and in the process turned traitors against the very cause we swore to uphold. We have insulted God himself that made Biafra. The same thing that happened in the past with Ifeajuna is happening again. Owasrike is worse than Ifeajuna. At least Ifeajuna did never ever came out to say he was leading the Biafran struggle. Owasrike has brought shame and dishonor to the Igbo people. I warned you and I told you so between June and August of 2009 that this man and the group he represents are evil. People said, no, leave him. Let's make peace, let's be one. This man is responsible for the death of our people. Owasrike is the person that has been given the names of genuine Biafrans to Nigerian government. He is the one responsible for the death of fellow MASOP members who believe in Biafra in truth and honesty. This man is a turncoat, he's a traitor in our midst, and he must be dealt with accordingly. They are trying to stop us. That is why they are kicking off their tour in Biafra land. They have not been to the Emir of Kano. Owasrike has not been taken to the Sultan of Sokoto. He has not been to the Emir of Gwandu's place. He has not been to the Emir of Maiduguri's place. He has not been to the Shehu of Borno's office. But this imbecile, this coward, this fool, this Judas in our midst has brought these people to the throne at Nri. Now he's at Owerri, the heartland of Biafra land, shamelessly conversing with Hausa people for the unity of Nigeria. Unbelievable. Chineke Namera Nyebere. This is evil beyond comprehension, evil beyond imagination. This is evil upon evil upon evil upon evil. 3.5 million people are scattered all over their graves in the Zoological Republic, and this man found it worthy to be messing up the name of Biafra. We cannot let this matter rest. God knows we cannot let this man go free. He has insulted us. He has brought shame unto us. What face are we going to use to meet governments? They will say, you did this in the past. You ran back to your oppressors and joined them in a political party. Once again, you came out in 1999 shouting Biafra, Biafra, Biafra. After nearly 14 years, God bear us witness. We have turned to go and join our enemies. Is this Biafra worth fighting for? Is this what Biafra is? That people don't have the sense of duty, the patriotism, the honor, and the perseverance to pursue a very simple cause as their freedom until they get it? God, is this what you're going to turn me into one day? That we will pursue this very cause and proclaim publicly the sanctity of Biafra only to be put to shame in the end? If that is the portion you have set for us, O God, may you kill us. If that is what we are going to become, please kill us, we pray. Openly and in the public. We pray, dear God, that if your portion is to allow us to proclaim the uniqueness of Biafra, its holiness, its rightful position amongst the community of nations in the world, only to come in the end and dine with our enemies, dear God, we ask you to strike us down. Why are we alive? Do not only close our name, dear God, please close the name of our families for eternity. This is a shame. This is humiliation beyond humiliation. And God, please, we know that this is the last temptation. This is the last obstacle between us and our freedom. Gideon fought with only 300 men. You said that those that believe in you, you will not fail them. You have seen our hearts and we are clean and we are pure. We ask you to redeem our people, not for the sake of the living God, but for those that died defending the honor and integrity of this nation of yours that you created. The name of this place is Biafra. We plead with you. We beseech you, please, do not put us to shame. Owasrike and MASOP has put us to shame, please. Do not allow the same to become our lot. Do not allow your children to be abandoned to vultures, to hyenas, and to scavengers. The Hausa Fulani people, it appears, have defeated us militarily, psychologically and now culturally, they are in our land campaigning for the unity of the same people that killed us, 3.5 million of us. We ask for your strength, we ask for your fortitude. Anything you ask us to sacrifice, we'll gladly do so. If you want the blood of my son, I will cut his throat if that is what it will take to make sure that you don't allow shame to befall us. We are indeed naked before you. Uwazurike has brought dishonor to your name. If you let that man go free, we'll know there is no God in heaven. If that man goes scot-free without being brought to shame, we want him to eat grass with his own mouth. We want him to crawl on his knees and his hands, dear God, that he may bear witness to other people and to nations that indeed Biafra is your own creation. We have nothing. We come empty-handed. The only thing we have is truth and honesty and absolute devotion to this very cause that we are pursuing. You will not allow shame to befall us. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us, if we beat somebody, you must forgive us. Evil has overtaken us. In a land where our mothers are being raped, in a land where our children can't go to school, in a land where our own sisters are being abducted and being forcibly married to Islamic bigots in the northern part of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, in a land where we are being deported, Uwazurike has brought those deporting us in fashion. Uwazurike has brought those bombing us in the north in the shape of Boko Haram, represented by Abacha's son and Al-Mustafa, into our midst. Is this indeed what you planned for us, or is this a sign that indeed you are going to wipe us away from the face of the earth? You cannot allow your anger to go this far. The shame we have suffered is enough. Dear God, please help us. This is Radio Biafra. The time now is 26 minutes to 3 a.m. here in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. It is the same time, but to 8 p.m. in London and in Biafra land, and you are listening to Radio Biafra. The disintegration of the zoo is going on unabated. Even the reverend fathers and bishops and archbishops are predicting the end of the zoo. Because of the work that Radio Biafra is doing, we told you that each week somebody will respond to the disintegration of the zoo. Because God is fighting for us. Nigeria is coming to an end. God will bear us witness that men and women and children will die unless they allow us to go. If you are related to Uwazurike, ask him to leave our land. Let him take his family and the oil block he has made and relocate to the northern part of Nigeria because he's working for them. We now know why they asked him to float Masop. Use it as a virus to convince our people and then become an obstacle for us. This is beyond shame. The primate of the Church of Nigeria, Anglican Communion, and the Archbishop Metropolitan, whatever that means, Archbishop Metropolitan, the type of grammar they come up with, English language is indeed in pain when it comes to the zoo. His name is Reverend Nicholas Oko. He has warned politicians against actions that could cause Nigeria's disintegration. My dear Archbishop, the politicians that you have mentioned, you are a man of God. I ask you to go and pray. Go and ask God what his plans are for the zoo. Because God did not make it, Nigeria will come to pass the same way that every other man-made empire has come to pass. So shall Nigeria do so. You will come after us, and we will come after you. If you kill us, so be it. If we get you in the process, God will be the judge. But one thing is for certain, one day, as you believe and as all of us believe, we will stand before God to give account of what we did. And I will tell God that I tried to destroy, or that I destroyed the creation of Frederick that rose up against his own creation, which is Biafra. I don't know what you're going to tell God. No amount of warning to the politicians will make do. They are importing gold-plated iPhones. They are importing gold-plated iPhones. They are the ones responsible for the parlous state of the Zoological Republic. They are the reason why women are selling their children. In a place where women get pregnant and sell their children because of hunger, did Uwazurike bring in the enemies of our people? Anybody telling me to forgive Uwazurike, if you come close to me, God knows, I will kill you. Then you know I'm insane. If you suggest MASOP should join this very struggle for Biafra, you are a dead person walking. We'll class you as one of them. All of you have joined Nigeria to bring shame upon our people. You have disgraced us. What face are we going to use to address the international community? We have been to countries where they're going to write back to us and tell us to go sit down, that we're a bunch of idiots. You don't know what you want. Because of the actions of this very man, we are not relenting. I have nothing else to say, please. I have nothing else to say. Before we open the lines to begin to take calls, please, if you wish to join us in our conversation, the line once again is +60 11 365 44467. I believe that is the right number. +60 11 365 44467. Shame is upon us. Our conquest is nearing completion. We need our transmitter to make our enemies retreat. We must hold them. If they come any further, then we will fall. They have gone for the jugulars. I told you people a while ago that the best time to conquer Biafra is now, and that's what they're doing. They rape your women in December, where it was Rike took the people to Atumurekune in Irete. They shot two of our brothers dead because the people that Mustafa sent with their cattle to ravage our crops decided that the best place for their cattle, for the herd of cattle they are driving to feed, is in our farms. When we came out to say to them, move your cattle away, they killed two of us and critically injured nearly six others. This same man went through this very place to come in. We must take your call before we go for the contributions from this very place to find out exactly what is happening and to find out what has become our lot. If you're calling us, you must call us back, please. Anybody in this studio today can pick up the microphone and begin not just to speak but to testify, because we need God's interference in our lives. Uwazirikewo Nyoshi, he has stolen Biafra and is using it to commit abominable crime. We'll come to you in a second. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, and our hearts are filled with pain and sadness.
Yeah, hello, Director. This will be calling from Sweden.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. I just want to implore all our Biafrans. There is a video on YouTube, though. It's like 3 or 4 months old. It's called Bayelsa Oil Belongs to Jigawa. And the guy that made the statement was former Honorable Faruk Adamu Ali. Yeah, this guy is just claiming that the oil in Bayelsa State, it belongs to Jigawa. And at the end, he said the only reason is just because Bayelsa still belongs to Nigeria. And in as much as Bayelsa still belongs to Nigeria, then definitely everything in Bayelsa belongs to Jigawa, where he hails from. So one day, and these guys are now coming into the Biafra land. One day, they just told us that the whole Biafra belongs to the Northerners.
But have you not been following the news we are presenting? When Al Mustafa comes to the throne at Nri, when they have been taken to Okwe, to a place, the same place that Owasrike took PDP or Hakim to go and campaign, Al Mustafa, they gave him 21-gun salute. Where did MASOP get 21 guns from to offer 21-gun salute to Al Mustafa?
They are already here now. They are just here. So please, all the Biafrans listening to this and reading this, hearing this, please, let's buckle up. Let's buckle up and topple this government called Nigerian government. And just implore anything we just need to do. Please, let's just do it. I'm just begging. Thank you very much, Director, for the time.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much. And thank you for your call. That this is Radio Biafra, please. Anybody who has been touched by what we are presenting, because we have to go into the spirit to be able to understand why such level of treachery is happening. Please, 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 we beg you. You will pick up the microphone and address the world, because they are waiting. A lot of people are upset. They have used the name of Biafra not only to steal, but to attempt the Islamization of my country, Biafra. We cannot let them. God knows we can't. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, it's Chukwana. I'm calling from Malaysia, Damansara Dama here. I'm from Amazon in the Kizuru, local government of Imo State, from Biafra land.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I appreciate your work. I came here last time and I tried to meet up with you, but I couldn't make it. I was at the first meeting that was scheduled at Charas, and the meeting was cancelled. I was not really happy. So, well, I'm happy you came back, and we are meeting again tomorrow by 4 p.m., and I will endeavor to be there. Yeah, my first point here is there is something I want you to do for me personally. Talking about, I'm coming to the present issue about the Wazirika and whoever. I'm talking about the Americans, the Africans in America. Please, do me a favor. Let's today be the last call for you to stop talking about them. We don't need them. Please. Save our airtime and whatever it costs to broadcast or talking about them. We don't need them. Let's assume we never had people in America. Please. The second one I want to say is Nigeria cannot be elevated to a zoo level. We are living in England and you know what the zoo there looks like. I think you should go to Malaysian zoo as well and see how it looks like. So for you to call Nigeria a zoo, you are elevating them. Please, we can use the word desolate. I think I will accept that one. That is another thing. Number three, about sensitization of the Ijaws. Asari Dokuba and their people there. Yes, I appreciate that man, and sometimes I don't understand him too. I don't think he knows about this spring of Radio Biafra. If he do, I don't think he would like to associate with somebody like Wazirike, who has betrayed his people. He has never spoken a word. He has never victimized his own people. The militants, even when they were on their duties, he has never denied them. He stood beside them even every moment of the time. But Wazirike has denied us. He victimized the members of MASOP, and now he is working with him. So I don't really understand him. And for that caliber of person to associate himself with somebody like Mohamed Abacha, his father ruled Nigeria under military regime, and he looted billions of dollars until today. The money they looted are still under recovery. And he reduced himself to that level of going out with that kind of human being. I mean, this is the kind of people that they brought from not to represent as a whatever, you know, or whatever meeting they are having. So to tell you the way forward is not way for Nigeria. So another thing I'm saying, Director, is there is one thing my pastor used to tell me about the household enemies. Household enemies are the worst enemies we have, and he said our enemies outside are not the ones to be considered first. The person we consider as first enemy are the ones living with us. So those people we used to call people and all of them, they are our household enemies. So whenever we are moving out for Biafra, these are people we must step on first before any other thing can take place. Thank you, Director. And I want to ask you this question directly, and I want you to answer me now, because I try to go out and I try to sensitize people. I talk to them about Biafra, and all they ask me is, where is Wazirike? And I don't know what answer to that question, but since I started listening to Radio Biafra, I have an answer for them. But now this has springed up again. I want to know, Director, who gave Wazirike that post he is handling as my sub-member, because I believe so strongly that somebody put him there as my sub-member, and he has messed it up, and why is he still there? And up to now, he is dragging the name of Biafra into the mud by bringing, I mean, look at the latest information. So who put him there, and why is it taking so long to remove him from that seat? And if anybody is anybody afraid of him in this Radio Biafra or editorial board or the elder council or whoever that is supporting Radio Biafra, who is responsible for his stay there? Is he there on his own or some people are behind him?
I will tell you who put him there. He put himself there. Our late leader, His Excellency Chukwuemeka Odumegwujuku, inadvertently gave him legitimacy by associating himself openly with him. That was what happened. He derived his legitimacy by his photo opportunities with our late leader. And because he has money to pay Nigerian newspapers to write about him. This man is an agent of Nigeria. This man is evil. This man is intent on making sure that Biafra never sees the light of day. He uses the name of Biafra. He's like a virus. He's like an antivirus in the body. I've told you people this before. That is what he's doing. Using the camouflage of Biafra to deny Biafrans. That's something that they're pursuing. You see him say, Biafra, 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 Utawuhunezi. All lies. He is there because Nigeria put him there. Owasurike has been armed by the Federal Republic of Nigeria. They have guns and ammunition to fight anybody and any group that is genuine about their intentions to make sure that Biafra comes into existence in our lifetime. Today they have democracy. You know, I told people, well, I must finish this. Abba Mundia Bani, I told them. They did not listen in 2009. I warned them again a few months ago that Owasurike has guns from Nigeria. They said no. As I warned everybody, if you give us a week, only 1 week, everything will tell you, you will see what you want to ask. Today they are giving him Al Mustafa 21 gun salute. Where did Masop get the guns from? Why did they come out in the open to even fire the guns in the first place? Is to show you people that Nigeria has given them the permission to acquire guns and to use it. Everything we tell you comes to pass. We know that some of our people will not listen because there is evil spirit in them that makes them less receptive to the truth. But we are going to go on. There is going to be a monumental battle.
Sorry, Director, I need to cut you off. I am asking, what does it take to unseat him? He inherited a position from our late leader, Ojukwu. But now that Ojukwu is gone and he has betrayed the trust, the trust entrusted on him by Owasurike, why is he still on that seat? That is why I'm asking.
He's there because
entrusted it on him and he denied it. Why is he still there?
He's there because we have no transmitter.
Step down with him. Who is still supporting him? What Ekwene Okoye Muhammad does he have to still sustain himself in that position? That's all I want to know. What does it take to unseat him? You need to go down with immediate effect. His matter is not supposed to be discussed so long. He's causing a lot of damages. What we are doing here, we're running out and looking. You look at you, for how many months you have not rested, you go for one country flying everywhere, and somebody is there destroying it in a twinkle of eye?
We are coming. When we get our transmitter, he will know. We are coming for them. As we told them, they should write it down and see. We are coming for them one after the other. Masop must be destroyed completely and totally.
If in Malaysia, and I'm telling you, you don't even have up to 0.1% of their friends in Malaysia. The people you are seeing is not up to 1%. I'm telling you, if ask those people in the studio, they will need to know that people you are seeing, people who have come out for Biafra in Malaysia, is not up to 0.1%.
And what is the rest, 99.9%? What are they?
That is what I'm telling you.
Yes.
So if we should get up to 1 or 2%, something must happen. I'm telling you the fact. So what I'm saying is this. Humanitarian service, personal, financial service, you can get all from Malaysia. Understand me? So now, I will be coming to meeting tomorrow. I have so many questions to answer. I know I'll ask, and I know I will get my answers. And these are part of my questions. I cannot answer all now because I know people are waiting to call. Thank you, Director, for your good work, and I will keep you and give you the courage to continue.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, my dear brother, for calling. If what is in Malaysia, what I'm seeing in Malaysia, is 0.01%, then I look forward to the rest to come out, because this 0.01% has done what other 100%ers all over the world cannot do. That is why they are very special to this very struggle. That is why we know and we urge them to continue what they are doing and bring out the other 99.9% so that the world may know that we exist indeed. Please go ahead. You wanted to say something. You must proceed, please. Go ahead. Who wanted to say something? Yes. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Director. I've had calls and communications with a lot of Biafrans from different places asking me the interpretation of what is going on in Nigeria with the so-called freedom fighters and what it boils down to.
Our dear coordinator, please, you must hold. I will take this call, please, and I'll come back to you.
Thank
Give
you.
Us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Mr. Eric. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I read the news about the program today.
Yes.
I think it's a time we have to be more serious than what we are doing, because all the things that is happening in Nigeria, both in Wasrika, welcoming Northern to Nigeria, should stop. It's a time we have to put more action. And we have to take it more seriously, because we cannot be here and say we are in abroad. Things is spoiling in our home country. So it's time we have to be serious, and that meeting we are coming tomorrow. Even though the whole other country cannot support us, or the whole Biafran in other country cannot support us, we are in Malaysia and ready to take action. They say action speaks more louder than voice. So it's better we start taking action this time. We don't have to wait for 2015 or something. We have to start right now, because we are here, we are not happy in what is going on in our country. So that is what I have to contribute.
Yes, it gives me courage anytime somebody from Malaysia calls. Everybody must know that their call is always very different, direct to the point, either probing, either searching, either eliciting answers to very difficult and intractable questions, or making sure that we move forward. I cannot say how happy I am to be here. Go ahead, please.
Director, please, we need more action. We have young men here. Our blood is still very active. If there is anything we need to do, that meeting we are coming tomorrow. Please, we need to focus in action now. And we need to have our own code of operation. If there is any way we need to get what we want, we have to get it. Because if there is no action, the world cannot hear us. So we need to put more action. So I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow in this our meeting tomorrow. We have more other important issues to talk.
Thank you very much. The whole world, as they represented in Malaysia, will be at this meeting, please. Dear coordinator, before you proceed, you will give us the address once again and the timing for this monumental meeting here in Malaysia, please.
The Ncheta Ndi Igbo Malaysia 2013 holds today. Today is Saturday here, the 14th of September. It holds at J.I. Club, Jalan Ipoh, at 3 p.m. This place is not like the zoo, as my brother would say, like a desolate place, Nigeria there. You can, from anywhere, wherever you are in this country, you can locate J.I. Club, Jalan Ipoh, 3 p.m. Please, this is Biafra time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And please, you will continue to say what you're saying.
Okay, like I was saying, I said I've received several calls and personal communications and from different Biafrans from all over the world, and they kept trying to find out the interpretation of what is going on with the so-called freedom fighters all over Nigeria today. And I said, one thing every Biafran has to understand today is that God is saying it very clearly. The Bible says, once have God spoken, but twice have I heard.
the voice of God that he spoke from the beginning, the voice of freedom, still reverberates everywhere. He still speaks out. And what he's telling us today is that this is our final chance. If we do not come out now, we might as well kill ourselves wherever we are. I am not perturbed about what is going on in Nigeria, because the fact that they are gathering and going to our traditional base shows that we are producing results. And I can tell everybody from wherever you are today not to look at them. Don't give a damn about whatever they are doing. What they want to do today is what they should have done before they started thinking of killing our people. I told them, before you even go back to Aburi Accord, you have to resurrect my brothers and sisters, 3.5 million. You can't, whoever comes from anywhere and thinks he's whatever he is and decides on the for the Igbo that we are going to remain in Nigeria, the curse of God upon you and the destruction of men will fall upon you. There is no longer going to be a more Nigeria where Biafrans will remain apart, where my family and I will remain apart. It's not possible unless you can resurrect the 3.5 million you killed. Unless you can readjust all that you've done against Biafrans that have caused all of us to be scattered all over the world. Unless you can do that, then I know we can now sit down and talk. But because you can't do that, because you are not God, the best for you is to go back with what you've stolen and allow us freedom. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra. We are broadcasting from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Please.
Hello, my wonderful, dynamic people of Biafra. My name is Ifechukwu Onoleyi. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yes, go ahead.
Good times I bring to you this day. Good morning, good noon, good evening, wherever you are on planet.
Thank you.
In the event of yesterday and today, Bruhaha, first of all, I want to start with Wazrike. It videoed that Wazrike is Ifazuna, the second in this program. I here declare and stand any element that has vowed to betray this struggle, we must seek and find where in disarray areas. Their prayers shall be contained toward God, and may their generation cut off from this planet.
Amen.
Wazirike has the gods. Wazirike has the guts to have integrity, honesty, integrity, and guts, and guts at arm to die and deal with our enemy. And he has to declare that Wazirike is nothing but integrity. And he is also a business. It's a business and coward to him to betray us. And I want to declare this clear. He is a coward. And I'm here to declare that in any part of the world, he will go or travel, we will fight him because we are only part of the world. He will not escape. How can that be useless and bizarre to betray us? He's a coward. He's a very useless and bizarre and impotent. We are coming for him. We are coming for him. I want to here declare all our brothers in the U.S. that they don't want to come out. Last time, I heard the word they are making and what they are saying that we in Asia didn't go to school. I'm here to bring that they are pigs. They are nothing but fat pigs and pregnant pigs. And this our struggle, we're going to make anyone that stands in our way, we should be caught. and we're going to kill any whosoever that is stand in this our struggle. May God bless Biafra. May God Biafra. And let them see what we are doing. We are not doing on this scale. We are fighting for our freedom. And we want you to have rights to come out and betray us. God will punish him and his family. And the generation will cut off in this generation.
Amen.
Thank you, my director.
Amen.
Thank you, my director. In everything, we are supporting you. And let Wazwike and the whosoever that be behind him, we are all over the world. Anywhere they send their family or their generation, we will catch them and we will kill them any part of the world. Amen. Thank you, my director.
Thank you very much. They must know that we are willing to put everything into the struggle. They are stealing money because they want to protect their families. They want to find favor in the eyes of the oppressors. But we are different. And we'll get them. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Raise your voice, please.
Okay, I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to pronounce myself. The Supreme Man. That man needs to cut down. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, we are hearing you. Go ahead, please. We are hearing you. Please raise your voice. Yes, go ahead.
That man needs to cut off in Nigeria. It's time to come. You tell us to go home. We need to go home and go and fight and destroy that man.
You are in Malaysia. Are you coming to the meeting later on today? Are you coming to this meeting today?
Yeah.
And bring everybody around you to come. It's time for action. No more talking. Talking has then done its work. We now want to move into action as quickly as possible. And we are starting with Malaysia. All of you in Malaysia must attend this very important gathering that the world will remember that on the 14th of September in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia, something monumental happened. And from that day, did Biafrans all over the world rise up in unison and in one accord to go and confront their enemies, both internal and external. They will either kill us or kill
them. The rest of we are ready.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Yes, please go ahead.
I'm just saying, Mr. Wazulike, we are in Malaysia here, we are not cowards. You are just only one person. We have seen everything. We have saw everything in this country. I don't think there's anything that shakes us anymore. It's quite appalling that you can able to brought a murderer, a higher assassin, to define Igbo land, to come to Iri.
Of all places. To insult our people.
A murderer, an ex-convict. Come, pleading for peace. What peace are you pleading for? What did he sign for?
Did this man ask Boko Haram to stop killing Igbo people? Did Al Hamza Abdullahi ask, or whatever his name is, ask Boko Haram to stop killing our people? He's telling us about peace. They are killing us. Well, our bodies are in the mortuaries. And they're telling us, now, go peace. Can you make do? Take a walk. Mad people.
Owazulike, wherever you are now, your supporters and Masob, the incorrupt Masob people, and the corrupt ones. We are Igbos, we are Biafrans. We are here speaking in Malaysia. We are not cowards. We are coming for you, for real.
Sure.
We are coming for you, for real. We are coming for you, for real. In any strategy you call, we'll give you the best of it to define Igbo land. And it's quite very shameful too, the Igbo of Uri holding the offer of Uri of Igbo land, the ancestral offer of Uri, by welcoming such person in his palace. It's very shameful. They have never invited Owazulike to Sultan of Sokoto. They have never given him title. There is Uri Rocha Sabso as a his name is Danjika of Sokoto. That is the title they gave him there.
Danjika of Sokoto.
Danjika
Rocha. And he is the governor of Imo State.
Yes, that is Danjika of Sokoto. Rocha Sokolocha. Owazulike, you are threatening the Igbo land. You are threatening Biafrans. We are just alone. We are too small to us. We are very, very small. Don't threat us again. Don't threat us. Let's just try to tell you, repent. Repent, Owazulike, repent. Repent.
It's too late now.
Repent.
You cannot repent anymore. It is too late for me. Let's take this call and you come in. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, you will give us your name and where you are, please. We are waiting. Can you hear me?
Hello, brother. Director.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning from here in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Give us your name.
Yeah, good morning.
And where you are. Good morning. Go ahead.
Okay. Calling from Thailand.
Yes, our able head of mobilization in Thailand. Please go ahead. We are waiting and we are listening. Go ahead.
Director, thank you so much. And I also thank God for Almighty for Johnny Mercy.
Thank you.
From China to Philippines and Philippines back to Malaysia. I thank you so much, my brother. I must tell you that your life is the life that we must, Biafra, is living now. We thank God every day because of the life you live, because you are only the hope we have today as a people. So, please, I have only one simple question for you to give us, because this man called Owazulike. Why are we talking about this man all the time in this radio station? Director, I need your answer, please. Can you give me where I can find Owazulike? Is there any place someone can find that stupid and selfish man? Owazulike is a jealous man. He's a disgrace to humanity. So please, Director, I need you to help me look for any means to look for Owazulike, wherever Owazulike is. I am ready to sacrifice my life to close Owazulike chapter. So we need to move on.
Yes, we are going to find him. We know where he is. Our first assault against the defenses of the enemy will be our transmitter. And then after that, we'll hunt him down like a rat. He will be hunted down like a rat, the rat that he is. This man has seriously disgraced us.
Director, I am very, very upset. I hope you have a moment. I am very, very sad what this man has been doing, even in our land, bringing our enemy to our hometown, even in our mother kitchen. Owazulike have been bringing intruders into our kitchen, our mom's kitchen. Why must we keep talking about this man and keep watching him doing this in that same our land? So please, Director, something needs to be done urgently. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Please, I am asking my brothers and sisters here in Thailand to please come out more as mass. Let's eliminate from Malaysia people. Please, I am begging you all to please come out. We are begging you all to come out, please. Thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. Our very able Osita Okeke is a young able man. He is very good. And Biafra has a son in him, we must say. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello, Nandi. Good evening.
Good evening. We are from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Where are you calling from and your name, please?
Okay, my name is Godwin Ezekwer. I'm calling from Germany.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to ask Owazulike one or two questions because it's like he's getting out of hand. In fact, already he has gotten out of hand. Ezu River, over 50 people died. Owazulike did not make any comment about those our brothers who were killed and dumped inside the river.
Not one comment.
And the canoe bombing, over 65 people. Died. The restaurant bombing, over 45 people died. Owazulike did not make any comment about these people. Today, Owazulike is bringing Abacha Mohammed, or the Mohammed Abacha, and the Al Mustafa to our villages. Owazulike, I want to tell you something. Amadi Ikwete said, Yeah, enough is enough.
My brother, that was Ezen Jemanze telling Amadi Ikweche. There was Ezen
Jemanze. Okay,
that's right. Go ahead, please. But you're in order. Go.
Yes. Because that Igbo land or Biafra land is not meant for you. We are Biafras and we are not fools. Stop bringing this murderer to our land. Because very soon we will sit you down and ask you, what are your reasons of doing this thing that you have done today? Thank you. That is my message for Mr. Wazirike.
Thank you very much. Anybody who calls him chief is part of them. Wazirike henceforth shall be known as Wazirike the traitor. Wazirike the traitor, that is how he will be known from now onwards. Please, who else has something to say from the studio? Please, you pick up the microphone and you speak. Please, go ahead.
Okay, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, everybody, every listeners. Once again, it's Obina Anthony from Malaysia. I want to react on one or two comments from our news today. Number one is that I want to react from the from what the primate of Church of Anglican said, warning the politician for them to be careful for Nigeria not to be disintegrated. I want to ask this man, if you indeed are a man of God, which one do you believe on? Do you believe on what God created or what man made? That is one question, because Nigeria is quite clear for us that it was created by Frederick Nugat. And the country have tried to last for 100 years. And over up to 4 million people has died because of Nigeria. And the man of God is there now, warning for this country not to be disintegrated. That is why sometimes we just think, should we stop going to church or not?
Obilo, you are here with us in the studio, but we must take this call. Hold on to your thoughts, please. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello? We have a caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. No, they are not saying anything. We had somebody on the phone. They are not saying anything. Can you hear us? No, they are not. Please, you may continue. I do apologize. You may continue. Go ahead.
Okay, that is why I'm just trying to ask this man of God, what do you see? What is it good in Nigeria that this country would continue to exist? What is it good for over 100 years now? All you people tell us in the churches to pray for a country that is dying, what God does not create by himself. I am in Malaysia today. The question I ask is, how many years does Malaysian people pray for Malaysia to be like this? How many years does people in Germany, in other parts of the world, prayed for their country to be in order? And each time the new people are telling us to pray, and this is the reason why this kind of statement should come out publicly. Then the second one is to warn this traitor now. We have seen him as a traitor. Rafa was weaker. Formerly we thought, we are following you thinking that you are doing what we want, not knowing that you have betrayed all of us. You have betrayed the entire people of Biafra. I want to put it clearly to you that Biafra does not belong to anybody. Biafra belongs to us. We are Biafrans. And enough is enough. We don't want to wait for any apology or whatever. It is action. I want to put it to every Biafrans to wake up, especially in this transmitter issue, that everybody should have to wake up so that this thing will be broadcast. Let people at home hear. Let people at home here in all nook and cranny of our Biafran land understand what is going on, so that when the time comes, whoever it is, we are going to hunt them down. And for all Igbo politicians who have been betraying us, this is the judgment time. Even if you like, run away to a foreign country. We are everywhere. We are everywhere. We are going to hunt you down, even your family. Thank you very much.
Them. Thank you. And you hold on to that. So let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. The caller on Skype, please go ahead. Give us your name and where you are. We can hear you. Please go ahead. I can hear your breathing. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Yes, we can hear you. Please say your name and where you are.
Hello.
Unbelievable. Please, you will give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone, please.
Yes, my name is I.K. Dickey, calling from Canada, Director.
Yes, please go ahead. We are listening.
Yes, then, Director, what I want to say about this traitor called the Wazirika in this. Can we start publishing a travel plan outside of Nigeria, wherever he's going, especially when he's coming to North America?
He cannot travel outside again. That is my promise to him. If this man wants to test our resolve to see how credible we are, to see how formidable we are, I urge Wazirike to travel out of that zoo and come into any other country outside West Africa. If he goes back, then he will know that a dog gave birth to me. Let him step outside West Africa. He won't go back.
This is just going out of hand. But in case if we have a travel plan outside of Nigeria, please, can we publish this thing so that we can get this man once and for all out of the way? This is just going too much from this school. That's all I want to say for now.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you. We need him. Of course, he's a coward. He won't do anything. We need his travel plan so we can expose this man for the fraud that he is. The time now is 18 minutes past 3 a.m. here in Malaysia. It is 18 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening in Biafra and also in London where we are headquartered. And we must continue to take your calls. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
This is Obin Nibezim calling from Greece.
Obin Nibezim from Greece. We are listening. This is Radio Biafra from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
Thank you. I thank you so much, Nnamdi, for your comments and your speeches about Wazirike.
Thank you.
I want to make a comment of one guy calling from Ireland and also the guy that was calling from Malaysia as well about Wazirike. Nnamdi, I thank you and your crew, and I'm so happy that you come back to Malaysia. And I want to thank the Malaysia crew as well. What they are doing is marvelous to my eyes. And it is a leader that it will bring you to Malaysia again. I think that God bless them and also bless you, Nnamdi, as you are turning through to all global Asia.
Amen.
May God guide you and give you the strength also to get this Biafra. For my own speaking, I want to tell Wazirike and Co., whatever they are doing, they are the corruption that we are having in Anambra State today. If it is possible, the guy that said something about Wazirike, that you should give him address and place it and get Wazirike. And if it is possible to do so, I will be very, very glad. I have been telling my friends here in Greece, although that they are not capable of doing anything, that it is impossible for us to organize people here in Greece. You know why? Because the people here in Greece is so difficult to live, and most of Biafrans are trying to move out of Greece to other places also to find their green pasture. But all the same is okay. If it is possible for me, Nnamdi, to die, if that address of Wazirike to internet so that we can be able to also find him wherever he is, we need Wazirike's head. Wazirike is putting sand in our garden. We cannot smoke our garden normal. When we go to smoke our garden, it is like we are eating sand. We need the picture. We don't need Wazirike anymore. Wazirike is a stupid man and he's a combat. We need to take him off from this earth. We don't need Wazirike anymore. Nnamdi, please, I'm begging you. Try to locate where Wazirike is. We will need his head. We need his head to show the foundation of Biafra. Wazirike is a combat. It's an earth combat. We don't need him anymore. That is why I called you. I am in Greece, and although we are never able to organize people because of what is the situation here in Greece, but I tell you, one man can pull mountain. As the Bible said, if you believe in God and you have faith, he said you can command this mountain to move to one place to another and he can hear you. Don't worry about if we are many or not. One man can do that. I am calling with another number. I don't know. I have called before and I've called twice. This is my first time of calling. I'm highly annoyed about Owasurike. I have been hearing about Owasurike, and when my job was existing, when I was in Nigeria, I had all the nonsense Owasurike has been doing. And now, it has come to my notice that Owasurike is a big criminal in Nigeria, trying to rob his fellow Biafrans, which is very, very wrong. Thank you, Nanda. This is what I have to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We welcome your comments. We are grateful for what the people in Greece are also doing. We have them as part of the wider Biafran family, and we look forward to them making every contribution they can, not just in cash, but also in kind, in terms of moral support, in terms of volunteering, because all that volunteering we did, the time is coming. After our meeting in Malaysia here, we will then begin to deploy people as to what we want them to do in this very struggle. If you have volunteered, your call-up letter will be coming up very, very shortly. Who else is here that has something to say? Before I come to you, I must take this call from Skype. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on Skype.
Hello, my yes. brethren in Malaysia. My name is Steve Ojinaka. I'm calling from Bedford, UK.
Ojinaka from Bedford in the United Kingdom. You are welcome to the program. Please proceed.
Thank God. We thank God for the journey mercy. You have been turning around the world, and you are really prospering. I thank my brethren there in Malaysia for the great work they are doing, even those in China, Thailand, and the Philippines, where you just left now. Coming to the topic of the day, Hernande, may I ask you, don't we have what is called intelligence?
We do.
Then, good. If we have intelligence, a stitch in time, you know the answer.
Saves man, yes.
Owasurike is there's no need. Look, they know that the hour has come, and their hand is now everywhere. They are using anything possible. They are using governor of River State. They are using Owasurike in Igbo land and some chiefs now. So they are there. The only thing, there's nothing to wait any longer. I will suggest, my personal suggestion to you, director, is all the incriminating things this man has done, let them be published in the website. There's nothing to hide anymore. Because the more we try to cover up, the more this man is creating much havoc to the struggle. So, publish every evidence this man, all the whole nonsense he has been doing all this while. Let the world judge for themselves. And then, if possible, let the intelligence do the groundwork. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, not every day we talk about this man. Who is he? Who is he? This is a riffraff, a church rat, that has just enriched himself by the money he gathered from old women, young boys, those that have sacrificed. This man engulfed himself and sold the Biafra to the Hausas and Fulanis. If I may ask, because I'm not sure of the Mustafa, is it the Mustafa that they just released from prison that he went to the Igbo land
with? Yes, of course, and Abacha's son, Mohammed Abacha.
God forbid. That murderer, so with Abacha's son, so that they can now pick. Look at it, why he traveled to Igbo land for. He went there to point some people that Mustafa will send his agent to slaughter. This is why Owasurike took Mustafa and Abacha's son to Igbo land. He is now going to give them records, list of people they want to eliminate.
And Babangida has 600 of them. Babangida has 600 of them. They are working together. 600 assassins trained in Libya. Babangida has 600 of them under his command. So that they can keep Nigeria as one. And they have recruited Owasurike. He's one of them. Owasurike has given over lock, stock and barrel the entire machinery of Masop to Hausa Fulani people.
Everybody who died a mass up died in vain. They died in vain that this man may enrich himself, climb on the back of Ojukwu to go and garner influence for himself, and with that influence, this man is bringing our enemies to our doorstep. God will not forgive us if we spare this man. I will sacrifice everything I have. God knows in heaven, my parents, everything I have.
This is no longer the time to
make sure that this man doesn't see the light of day. He's an evil man.
Any stumbling block in our way has to be taken away now, because anything that takes Biafrans into the middle of 2015, I know that we will be in a very tight corner to live.
We have a timetable. We have a timetable, and we are sticking to it. With the help of Malaysians, even if other people are not getting up here in Malaysia, with their help, we'll get what they're looking for. That is why we want everybody, wherever you are, to get up and do what you're supposed to do. What Owasrike has done is a slap on our faces. We cannot allow Nigeria to stand, God knows. Nigeria can never stand. If they like, let them write anything they like, let them do. They must watch out for us, because we are coming for them. One after the other. Wherever you run to, Jonathan, Babangida, we are telling them, I am prepared. They don't understand what I'm saying. I, Nnamdi Kanu, will give every member of my family for them. Wherever they are, their children, every Oplahan on the world will hunt them down like rats. Wherever they are on this earth, then they will know that in their next life they will not play with Biafra. They are mad people. This may be a question. They are useless people. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to take calls before our brothers here come in.
Yeah.
Because your name and where you are, you must turn your system down, please, because today we are incandescent with rage. Go ahead, please.
Is that Radio Biafra?
This is Radio Biafra broadcasting from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Yes, it is.
Yeah, Mazi, I am UK Darius. I'm calling from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia here.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
You're highly welcome back to Kuala Lumpur.
Thank you.
Yeah, let me go straight to the matter of the day. I want to let you know that Owasrike is a nincompoop. He has nothing to offer. And God has finally exposed him, you know. I want to tell you this. When you hand over your power and your life to an illiterate and someone that doesn't know his left from his right, this is what you have at the end of the day. How can Owasrike take Nnamdi Ogwu to Nri, the source of the Igbos? As I'm talking to you now, he didn't stop there. He is right in this at IR declaration. Ask anybody, you will get this more information. I am from there, and I am telling you, the pictures is everywhere. It's in IR declaration. Owasrike have exposed our Nyash all. I ask you this, and those that are listening to us, how many times have Owasrike visited any of Kano, Sheikh Bronu, or all the Emirs in the north? See, when a stupid man thinks that he's hanging with the big boys and not knowing that they are using him, is now a fool. If we don't sit up, Owasrike will spoil many things. A man called you last time from America and said he wanted to use his boys and take Owasrike. You said, no, you don't want to cause blood of any Igbo man. The man will be laughing somewhere. I said he told you. These struggles, one thing you should understand is this. Anybody that want to distress us, we shut him up and we walk on. We're all going to meet tomorrow at the gathering. For those that doesn't know the address, well, let me direct more. It's a DI club. Tell any taxi, wherever you're coming from, River City compound at JK at Dala Impo Batutiga, that is 3rd Street, Dala Impo. They will take you there. River City, that is where you locate the JI club. We're all gonna meet there, but I'm telling you that we must find a way and let Owasrike live there before the year runs out. You see,
we don't have to waste time again. We have to start from home and let the world, Nigeria, to know that this is not a child's play. It's no longer a business as usual. That's what I want to let you know. Thank Welcome you, to Kuala Lumpur.
Thank you. Thank very you. Much. The people here are great. Here we have Biafrans. I say that to them all the time. Here we have Biafran people. We are not relenting in our quest because they are dedicated to Biafra in truth and honesty. That is why anything they put their hands on always becomes successful. The people here are great, and we welcome their involvement in this struggle. And we must continue to do what we are doing. Who wants to please respond within this studio? A lot of people are calling from all over the world, please. A lot of people are calling, but we want to hear a response from the studios, from the great people of Malaysia themselves, here with us today. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, once again, my name is Elisha Michael. I want to really call on all Biafrans, all the Igbos in Malaysia once again, that today we'll be gathering today for Ncheta Ndi Igbo 2003 program we are having to remember all those that died during the Nigerian Biafran War, both those people that were bombarded during this Boko Haram massacre. So we are calling you people to come out en masse. The place again is J.I. Club. Director, I don't want to hide my anger again. I have been hiding this anger, but it is getting out of hand. You know, the other day, the American people said it, that the people in Asia are illiterate. Somebody said it the other day, until it came on air. But I want to throw this challenge to them. If they know they are Igbo people, they are born of Igbo blood, we need the transmitter from them. If they cannot provide us those transmitters, we don't need them anymore. If I am wrong, director, put me right. We don't need them. And I'm even challenging my brothers that I have left for America for over 20 years. What I did in since I came to Malaysia in 3 years, the people that left America have not done it for 20 years. Is there no sort to we in Asia? And we are calling them, whoever made that statement should come and apologize. We don't need them anymore. And I can bet you, I will call on people in Malaysia. Likewise, my brother said that we are only 0.0% that came out. I know people has not come out, but I want to throw these challenges. There are many Biafrans in Malaysia that is listening that has not come out. Let them, we know many of them that left from Malaysia to America. Even when they are stranded in America, they call Malaysia for financial support. And when they felt they have gotten the green card, they never call anymore. We know some of them that have gone to Australia. They are listening. And today, this sort has gotten out of hand. The only thing they have is a green card. They are not educated more than us. And we are ready to get our sovereignty with our blood here in Malaysia. Coming to today's news, I really want to, you know, our people like, we always want us to define things for them. MASOP, I believe it meant Movement for the Actualization of Sovereign State of Biafra.
That is in English language.
That is it. The movement is just to restore the sovereignty of Biafra. But after reading this news, like it says here, that Wazirike has been called for the unity and harmony in the country, in the desolated country. It's no more zoological country there. It's desolated place. So his movement now is for the unification of Nigeria.
That's what they said.
So our people should come to this understanding that the Wazirike is no longer fighting for Biafra. So we should wake up. And the same way that people in the diaspora is hearing this news, we want our people back home to hear this news. There is no internet back home. People are using Nokia 1100 that is not internet enabled. Please, I am begging all Biafran. I'm not begging the American people. I'm begging all Biafran within the European countries, within the Asian country, wherever you are. If the other day I said it, if director never want to mention about the financial aspect of this transmitter, I am begging you people. And I believe the people we have in Malaysia is going to give us this transmitter. The same way people in Thailand is calling that they can take care of us. We have people within Aba. I am from Aba. I came from Aba. I know people
within Aba that can handle it was wicked. They can come all the way from Aba and take care of this man. Please, these people need to hear this gospel that we are hearing. And all they need is a transmitter so that they can hear you via the radio station. Since they cannot afford internet, please, I am begging you people. On behalf of we here in Malaysia, we are trying our best and we can do more. Please, the widow's mind, whatever the money you're saving, please, we need it. These few people can take care of Waziriga and this struggle will continue. And this is just the only thing I want to point again. And I want to remind us again, we need this transmitter. So that the people, if the people in the spare can support financially, the people back home can do the battle stuff. They can do. Even if we need Waziriga to be kidnapped tomorrow, the people in Anambra, you people should remember the time of Bakassi. It was a situation like this when our robbery was too much. All overnight, the people in Ariya Market started up Bakassi. This time again, we need much more than Bakassi. And the people back home is ready to even plead this Waziriga today. So, but they need to hear this gospel. And it's true that transmitter. So please, I'm begging you people, we need money for this transmitter. The transmitter is for the Biafran people. It is for me and you. Your widow's mouth is needed. If you can even contribute half of this remaining money, you are welcome. Please, that is all that I have to say for now. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much. That this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we are transmitting live from Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. We come to you every evening, 7 p.m. London time, and also similar time in Biafra land time. Since we are in Malaysia, it is 2 a.m. in the morning that we come to you. The time now is 22 minutes to 4. Is that correct? Is that correct? 22 minutes to 4 a.m. in the morning? That is correct. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on the phone. You will give us your name and where you are, please. No, they are not listening to us, or they are not hearing us. They are not hearing us. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they can't, but we can hear them when they're disengaging, which is rather perverse. Let's go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, is that Radio Biafra 90?
This is Radio Biafra. You're through to Radio Biafra in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Go ahead.
Yeah, Nandi, this is Mike Udebune, County Durham, UK.
Thank you very much. You are calling from United Kingdom. Please go ahead.
My contribution to tonight's topic, we need to say that it is no longer new. Waziriga is now cancer. A cancer growing on the Biafran quota part. All we need to do is to get rid of that malignant cancer. Getting rid of Waziriga is a test case for us towards the actualization of, towards the restoration of the sovereign state of Biafra. If we can get rid of Waziriga, that should be the prime target. People will not take us serious. That never again will Biafrans anywhere we are tolerate betrayal and treachery from whatever quarters. I do not want to dwell on the sacrilegious act of bringing the vagabond, the beast, the scum of the Nigerian society to our revered, the sacred spot of Ubibo. That is the way. Sometimes I wonder why Waziriga is behaving like this. But then I don't need to go that far. As a freedom fighter, you have a title, you live in mansion. That says it all. So Waziriga is number one betrayer. So for us to make a match forward, we have to get rid of Waziriga first. And every plan to be afoot on what to do that now. Because it's becoming too much. Let me interpret what I'm trying to say. How on earth are we sure that all these vagabonds they brought are not representative of APC? They come to take a surveillance of Igbo land or went to attack us. Once beating themselves, why shy? A rejected people cannot reject themselves. Like Sam Bakwe used to say, you can't have a no more. So this is what we have to do. I do not see why Wazirike should bring these people to Igbo land in the first place. So we have to get rid of Wazirike now. So that is the first thing we have to do. So this is even more pressing than the transcript that we are asking now. This now we have to do this. We have to mobilize people. Somebody should get rid of Wazirike on behalf of Biafra, because the guy has taken too much that the owner will know. I'm really ashamed that he's doing all this. Why bring Mustafa to go and show him Biafra refugee? Why? What is the fashion doing in Igbo land? Of what use? Why are we bringing all these people in?
Can I ask you a question, please? Are you telling me that Frederick Fashion did not hear about the Igbo deportation from Lagos? Since they are moving about, talking about peace and unity, why didn't he say to Fashion, stop the deportation of Igbo people? Yet is in Igbo.
That is exactly what I'm saying. People have bombed everywhere in the northern part of Nigeria over VK kept quiet. These people, I believe they are coming with all these brands and said, we stopped them at the border somewhere and said they want to apologize for killing the Igbos, all these things. But it was really bringing them to come and have a handshake and play cola. I mean, this is unbecoming of an Igbo man. Terribly unbecoming. And as far as I can interpret it, as far as any rational mind knows, it was really has become the number one cancer. The number one cancer that Igbo must get rid of in our minds towards the realization of Biafra. In fact, he has made himself, he has shown us the true color. Igbos are being deported. If you are not deported, you are killed. If you are not killed, you are businesses are bombed all over. And yet, Wazirike are bringing the representative. What has Mustafa got to do? What can Mustafa contribute to Biafra realization? No. What can Fashion contribute to Biafra restoration? No. What can all these people contribute? Nothing. So why bring them in? And on whose authority? Why all this? Why now? Why now? So what? Wazirike has signed his death warrant as far as I know. Even Ojukwu, he came that will be disappointed in his grave. This is not what to do. This is not what to do. I don't know why the situation has come to this level. I'm terribly annoyed. People are killed. People are killed all over and then brought back in court. Some are buried anyway. Maybe wherever they are killed. Yes, Wazirike has done, said nothing about it. I mean, so what are we saying? Please, this should be immediate. This should be immediate. Wazirike should be, we have to get rid of him. We have to get rid of Wazirike as a test case so that the world will take us serious. Because we don't want betrayal. We don't want betrayal at all. You cannot betray the Palestinian court and they leave you. You cannot betray the Jews and they leave you. You cannot even betray Al-Qaeda if you remember and they leave you. So what is the name of all this?
It's terrible. It is terrible.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. That this is Radio Biafra. We have our coordinator in Germany, Fred Onyal, is on the line. And we shall go to him. After that, we go to Nnaji Charles Chijioke. If we are stacking your call on Skype, please stay where you are. We are definitely going to come to you. Let's go to Fred Onyale, first of all. This is Radio Biafra. I have already given you an introduction. You will proceed to reconfirm your name because I'm as Indian as nobody knows who is who anymore. Masop told us they will get us Biafran sovereignty today. They are bringing in our enemies. They are taking guns from Nigeria. This is even more important than bringing Mustafa down. Wazirike is dining with the enemy. Nigerian government has given guns to mass up to fight us. But we must confront them, one after the other, that light may prevail over darkness. you will please continue further by reconfirming your name and where you are, because this is Radio Biafra. We never change. We change yet not.
Director, this is Fred Onyali from Germany.
Thank you very much.
Like any other Biafran listening this night, I'm highly upset. I'm highly upset and angry that if I can see that man around me, I will pieces his meat. But then, I would like us to be take it very easy. We have seen him, we have had him. And this reminds me that before now, when people hear the Radio Biafra talking about Owazirike, they thought
Onyale, it was just... Onyale, you are a coordinator, so we put you on hold and take this call, please. It's important. You stay where you are. We are going to come back to you. Give us your name and where you are, the caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Yeah, this is Emmanuel Chinonso Onwengalinga.
And where are you calling from, Chinonso?
Calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Yes, Director, I want to welcome you once again to Malaysia.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you once again for your good work.
Thank you.
Director, the news about Owazirike bringing in the intruders and our enemies from the zoological country called Nigeria, it is a sad one, and it is a slap to our face, we, the Ndigbo. And I want to use this media to tell the Igbos all over the world that we have to fight hard, do everything possible under our means to make sure that the sovereignty of Biafra is being restored. Director, I want to also use this means to please advise every Biafran, home and diaspora, pro-Biafran, and group and lovers of Biafran to please come up to the support and the struggle for the survival of Biafra as a nation. Because Biafra as a state is our goal, and we must regain our sovereignty. Without saying all this, we have been enslaved in the hands of the zoological people, Nigeria, as a nation which I believe in due time that country is going to come to an end. I'm not saying the ending of Nigeria to last up to 2015, but I know very soon it's coming to end very soon, before the end of our next year, because everything is properly documented and we are going to collect what rightfully belongs to us, whether good or bad. And I want to assure that we, the Biafrans here in Malaysia, we are working 24 hours doing our duty to make sure we are free from the zoological country called Nigeria. If it means we are not going to sleep, but we fight for the right of Biafrans, the right of the Igbos who truly believe and love Biafra as a nation, because there is Biafra is a blessed country, and a country being Biafra is a blessed country recognized by God, created and recognized by God, not created by man. Other countries we are being created and made by man. The Biafra is created by God. And we stand in the truth. As Biafrans, we stand in the truth. Owazirike disappointed us by bringing in the zoological country and the people from Nigeria, zoological country, to come into our land, Biafran land, to come and hold meetings, without minding that the people of Biafra have been under slavery in Nigeria and people of Biafra have been turned into beggars in their own land, Biafra, and even the country, the zoological country, Nigeria, and as well as all over the world, we are being begging for what rightfully belongs to us. Imagine where we are living in Malaysia and we don't have a right, and we don't have human rights over here. Whatever you do, you must be afraid of the police, immigration, even the locals, the Malaysians, we are afraid of them because we don't have our rights. Nobody is saying anything on our behalf. Instead of the Nigeria, the zoological country called Nigeria, the embassy here to say and defend our rights, they rather discriminate and defend the right of the Yorubas and the Hausas. Then they don't care about the Igbos because they know that the Igbos are going to the grave, and the Igbos are going to the grave, and they leave us alone, abandon us for us to suffer and struggle for ourselves. So I want to use this media to expose, to tell the people of Biafra about the meeting going on, which we will hold tomorrow, in order to restore the sovereign city of Biafra. I want to call all the Igbo all over the world, Malaysia and all that, to put all hands, work things together to fight for this struggle. If not for anything, at least for the life of the 3.5 million Biafras being destroyed by Nigerians, and the lives that the people in Nigeria, the Biafras in Nigeria, that have been suffering, we the Biafras should come up and do something about this thing.
Can you guarantee those around you in Malaysia, are you bringing them out later on today?
Yes, I believe, because even as I am now, I was downstairs talking to some people and we are listening to Radio Biafra. Okay. I was downstairs at this moment now that used to tell you how serious we are here in Malaysia. I was downstairs talking to a group of people, about 10 of them, listening to Radio Biafra by with a device, a phone, and they were all discussing how strong and how effective is Biafra in Malaysia. And I believe strongly, I can bet my life, that we the Biafra in Malaysia, we can get this transmitter without anything. But I believe working togetherness is more better than anything. And after tomorrow's meeting, our faith is going to be called on air, because I know how prepared we are. How prepared we are about this transmitter. Me personally, I have been doing much publicity with my friend Uchechukwu James Okafor. We did so much this night, and I believe we've gotten so many people and get them acquainted, tell them more about the Biafra, and many of them are very happy, and they are really looking up to that. And we also invited them for tomorrow's luncheon, which they accepted, and they are coming. Many of them are coming tomorrow. We invited many of them and they are coming. And I'm so happy for the country, Biafra, because I believe it is a place where I can have a rest of mind. Now I'm thinking of going back to Nigeria, traveling to Nigeria, but I don't know where to travel to. Am I to travel to Lagos, or to travel to the east, or to travel to the north? I don't know. But if Biafra is now a country, as in if Biafra has already come up, if I'm going back to Biafra, I will be so much happy. Because once I land in my airport...
But we are all going to be happy. We're all going to be happy. First things first. We finish this very gathering, important gathering, later on today. The work never stops. We are asking everybody listening here in Malaysia not to sleep. We ask people that know those who are in Malaysia not to relent. That JI Club, is that correct? JI Club?
Yes.
That this JI Club, want to see any space. We not only want to occupy the building, but the surrounding streets as well. We want to remember our people, those that died, those that fell. We want to remember those that Owasrike is standing on their bones and on their graves to invite vandals into our midst. The people he has made money from. Do you know how many people have died from Masop alone? over 5,000 people dead so that this man can buy Jeep and do deal with Hausa people. No wonder anybody can kill us and get away with it. If our own people... Is that correct? Because of how Owazurike have useless our lives, sacrificed it on the altar of greed. Anybody can now kill our people in the hope of getting financial reward. Everything Boko Haram is doing, Owazurike taught them. Sacrifice a few Igbo blood and you will get financial reward for it. They learned from him and they have come to congratulate him on a business well done. On the blood of our people, and we are saying no to it. We will not allow it. I don't know if Fred Onyali is still on the line, please.
I'm here, Director.
You are loyal. Please, you may continue. Go ahead.
Can you imagine somebody who is leading a movement that said they want to actualize Biafra is now seeking for peace and unity of Nigeria? Is that not a misnomer? Maybe the man, his brain has gone astray. I read somebody, one of his faithful, wrote somewhere that Radio Biafra is scandalizing Owazurike, making Igbos in diaspora to hate Owazurike, but now it is in the open. And what he is doing has... In fact, I thank Radio Biafra. If not Radio Biafra, we could not have been hearing all these things happening. Now he has betrayed himself, he has sold himself, and from now people will be chasing him, his spirit will be chasing him, because he will not have peace again. I want to tell my fellow Biafrans to take it easy. Owazurike will never hinder us from getting Biafra, and no politician, even in Igbo land, anyone who tries to do that will be removed and clear the way for us to move ahead. So I don't think Owazurike, with whatever he's doing, will stop us from forging ahead. So let Biafrans take it easy. We will get him. And I want to use the opportunity also to tell Biafrans in Germany that time has come. Everybody hearing this, listening to Radio Biafra, begin to show yourself up. Connect to the Biafrans in Germany. Your regional coordinator in every city you are in Germany is there to receive you. So I am welcoming every Biafran in Germany to get connected to the group, to the Biafrans in Germany here that are growing and growing up. We are growing now. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much.
God bless you.
And you too, and all our people in Germany. We thank all of you for what you have been doing. We know that Germany is coming very strong. That is something about Germany which I happen to like very much. The more you criticize them, the more forward they come. That is how you know a man. Any man that you criticize his or her actions, or any person, man or woman, and they run away from you and they cry like a baby, never trust them. They go and they gossip, and gossipers are the easiest people to sabotage you. That is why we are unrelenting in what we do. We welcome criticisms and then we advise people to do the same. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
Yes, the caller on the phone. Give us your name and where you are. We are in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
My name is Sigurd Kejo. I'm calling from Sweden.
From Sweden. The world is listening to your voice. Please proceed.
My brother Nandi, I just want to thank you for all your travelings. You are really wonderful. I'm so much impressed with you.
Thank you.
And I also want to thank our brothers in Malaysia. This is my second time I've called before, and I was complaining about this transmitter because it is very, very important. But I don't know how far
we have gone about that.
I will ask because, you, what has you are calling from Sweden. What have you people in Sweden done towards the transmitter?
Sorry?
What has the people in Sweden done towards the transmitter? Have you been telling people to contribute towards the transmitter? Have you told them in Sweden?
Yeah, I've been telling people, but you know, the one problem we are having in the country that, you know, when a lot of people think that everything is okay for them, and you are trying to teach them about the diaspora and how people are suffering in our country, Nigeria. You might think, is it something else? All everybody is like thinking, oh, forget that. It's very hard for them for us to get the offer. But the truth still remains that I keep telling them. But I believe that one day most of them will understand. But few people, you know, I've been risking. A lot of people, you know, like at work. I told the one guy that I work with, he said, oh, I hope people will, you know, people will listen. That is interesting about this Biafran issue, that a lot of people are dying every day in Nigeria because, you know, like last month, the Swedish news here carried out that in the whole world that Nigeria is the highest country that accidents happen every blessed day. So, and if everybody, those Swedish people that we work with, they brought the news in the newspaper, you know, in the metro, they were showing everybody. Nigeria is they say that is the highest country that accidents happen every day in the whole world. That a lot of people die every day. You know, some people are very scared to go to the country. So I don't blame them. So, but what I want to say about the issue of transmitter, like I know a lot of people called that say that they want to contribute. We will try to follow them up if there is anything, because like most of people don't know exactly how to follow. To contribute
is on the website. If you go to the website of Radio Biafra, www.radiobiafra.co, you click on the donate button. Everybody in Western Europe, in the Western world, you must have the use of either a Visa, a MasterCard, an Electron card, or whatever it's called, or MasterCard. If you have a bank account, even if you don't have a bank account, you can walk into any bank in Europe or in America. All the details are on the website. You tell them, I want to contribute towards this very account. They will take it from you and they will put it in our account. And we'll use it to buy the transmitter. Not just transmitter. We need to buy other things to back up what we are saying. We don't want to be like Masop and Eba Chamber. We want to do something. We need. There are what is called infrastructure. The supporting infrastructure for our people, our boys like Osito Keke, to come from Thailand to be able to do things, miraculous things back home. We need to support them. Is Boko Haram saying, doing something barehand? Are they just talking Boko Haram? Are they not doing something with something? Boko Haram is killing our people with something. So to defend our people, you also need something to defend them with. We need to buy all these things. I don't know why our people want us to come in the public to say all these things. They say that we are
interested.
We need to defend our people. We need money to acquire the instruments that will allow us to defend them. Not just the transmitter.
That is true. That is true. I'm full supported on you because, you know, people, if you can say that everybody live where you are, of course, I'm doing good. I'm living here with my family. Everybody is comfortable. But the thing is that when we think about Nigeria, planning to travel, Where am I going, like as our brother that called before? Listen, I said I'm going to be in my village. I'm from Umudimilewu. I said I'm going to be in my village. How can someone go to his village and stay only 2 days and left? Because maybe you are scared of something else.
No, you're not
my
scared.
My father died 2 years ago. Why did he die? Because he's going out and someone's in a car. So he's driving a car alone and he grabbed each the man. The man has to die immediately.
We have lost his line. He was making a very important point. Please, I advise you, your number has been marked. We have overstayed our time on the air, but if you call us back, we shall take your call. We must make what we are doing known to the whole world, that we are not going to relent. We have thanked our people here. We are going to go to them very briefly, one after the other. When we come on the air and proclaim that we are going to do certain things, we know that the Malaysians are behind us. So, because we know that they say something and they do it. Initiative which they are doing is the first of its kind anywhere in the world. to try to support this very cause. You must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, yeah. My name is Charles Chijoke Nnaji.
And where are you calling from?
My name is Charles Chijoke Nnaji. I'm calling from Ukraine.
Please. From Ukraine. Please go ahead. We are listening. Turn your system down. We are listening. Speak to us over the phone, please. We are listening to you. Go ahead.
Okay, I've switched it off.
Go ahead.
What I want to say, Director, is that I'm very, very grateful for the good work and the good job that you're doing. I thank God for His miracle on the land, yes, Biafra, and I thank God for your life. I thank God for our brother in Malaysia, Philippines, China, and in fact, all the Asia. They are great people. They are great
people. They are great people. You have to see them to acknowledge that they are great people here.
I give glory to God for their lives. Thank you, my brothers. You people are great people. I want to ask a question. You know, when you are talking about Malaysia, people in Asia, this and that, you understand? See, let me tell you one thing. People, our friends in eastern part of Europe, it's like, in fact, let me talk about this country that I'm calling from, Ukraine. Tell the Biafra in this country. We have many meetings, Igbo people in this, Igbo organization in this Ukraine. They are misleading the Biafra in this country. I asked my from organizing people here. I was asking him, what is our for the Biafra? Was telling me that you have to meet Harikov people, which called you last time. You have to meet the capital chief for the contribution of transmitter. Up to today, no meeting, no nothing. I asked our chairman last meeting we meet. He said that they will call. No good answer. So what I want to ask Peter is this: please, is it possible for people to start contributing on their own for what they have? Because it would be a shameful thing to me as a Biafran citizen and a human man that I would for the of my country, Biafra. Because when I watch Biafran war, I saw children and recruits the people that even my children, senior, more than 7 to 10 years, they are recruits, they are training, they are giving them training for them to fight for my freedom before I was born. Then in my own time of life, I cannot fight to get my country back. It is a very shameful thing to me. I cannot even contribute, because last time I wanted to contribute, then you give an instruction that every country has to contribute £11,000. I met with my chairman, they called Harikov. They had a meeting. I don't know what the outcome of the meeting. And I don't know where I am today. So I want to ask, please, is it possible for me to contribute anything that I have?
Yes,
so that our people that have died in Biafran war, accept my spirit and accept my soul, even if anything happened that tomorrow I lost my life. Because it would be a simple thing for me that I am alive, that Biafran are fighting to get Biafran back, and I lost my life, and I found out that my own world people cannot even accept me. It's a very simple thing to me.
Yes.
So please, I want to ask, is it possible for me to contribute personally?
Yes, what we want to know is that the coordinator of coordinators is here. Do we have people in Ukraine? Is Ukraine complete?
Hold on,
let's find out from Ikechukwu. Do we have people in Ukraine, please?
It's not been
complete. We have
your friends there.
We need 10 Biafrans from there. Only 10 of you. There is nowhere you go in the world where the word Igbo, when they hear it, they respect it. No. They are fighting, they are quarreling, dragging positions. Apart from the people here we have met in Malaysia that came out to support this very initiative, you will go to these meetings and tell them what the world is saying, that we are going to get Biafra with or without them. If they want to be part of it, they can join. If they don't want to be part of it, they can join our enemies like Owazurike, and we'll fight with them and defeat them.
I don't have any part. I don't have anything to do with Owazurike. What I'm talking about is, director, please, if that means before this week, this fucking week will finish, I want to contribute to my name. I want to add a name.
Go to the website and see how you can help us. You can help in the coordination of Ukraine. People came from India and spoke long grammar for weeks on end. They said, wait for us, we are going home. When we come back, we do something. They came and they ran away. These are cowards. And thank God for them. Because we now know, we can now identify cowards when they come forward. If you are serious about Biafra, you will start the immediate coordination of Ukraine. You will convene 10 people together. Contact Carol Monday and you will pass over to Ikechukwu Eniago here in the in Malaysia. I came from Philippines. If I mention it, you forgive me.
Okay. Director, see what I have to do. I have to tell you, ma'am, please. By next week, we're having a meeting. By next, our chairman will not say anything that I understand. If I enter to Radio Biafra website, anything I saw there, I will send my contribution to it. If you want to work, let me know. If you want to speak for my land, if you have learned to know that I, Charles Chide Grimmage, have contributed.
Thank you very much.
That is what I want to say. Please.
Thank you very much. And do that.
Please, secondly. Concerning Owazurike, all the way, people have to know that Bible say that every hidden thing that has been revealed does not have power. Owazurike does not have power over any Biafran clans or any Biafran citizen or even any Biafran land. So the negative of Owazurike, his plan and everything have been revealed. You understand? So, and we do not have any power over us. Concerning American people, they are not superior than Malaysian people. They are not superior than China, Chinese people. You understand? So let anybody trust me to put their mind in American people, because they are trying to recover themselves because crisis are holding them. Maybe nobody trusts them anymore. They are trying to recover.
He has lost his credit. There is a picture posted on Radio Biafra London Facebook page by George Agogwa. He has done well. You will see Owazurike with Al Mustafa and the Hausa delegation to the house built with the blood and sweat of Biafrans, a place called Freedom House. The picture is on Radio Biafra London Facebook page. And we thank you for posting this, George Agogwa, for posting this picture to tell the world. You will see Owazurike like an orchestra conductor pointing with Hausa people behind him and near him. The world is coming to an end. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Daniel. I'm coming from Ukraine. Daniel Udumi.
Daniel, people call from Ukraine and they disappear for months. You call us from Ukraine and then all of you disappear after a while. Then maybe in 2016 you will call again and say you're calling from the Ukraine. What is happening in the Ukraine that you people cannot organize yourselves in the Ukraine?
Director, everything is in order. You know, when they tell some people that they have a meeting, some people will not come. That's the problem. We are eager to get the Biafra, and we are doing something. Like my brother that just called now, he's asking our chairman, he doesn't have given me this answer. Director, I disagree with him because the chairman, I told chairman 2 days ago, I said, chairman, what about the transmitter? He said that Daniel, everything is in order, but we do something about it. I even asked him that, director, why I haven't heard your voice on air. He said that, Daniel, that we are doing something to contribute, that's how he will call. So that I want to assure you that everything is in order, and you people here, I remember when I talked last 2 weeks, I told you that, director, we are in order, we are doing something, and you put me here as well, because any Biafran that doesn't contribute in this transmitter is a murderer. I tell you, I'm sorry to say that, Director. Because we are doing something to get Biafra. So we are doing that, Director, so don't be angry. You people will hear our voice very soon. About Wasurika, about the topic today. When I listened to Padam Baka's message, he called Nigeria a wicked generation and called them a murderer. So I think the Wasurika is a murderer. Bringing those people in the Igbo land.
Not in Igbo land, in Okwe. We are Biafran's sweated blood to build. People died that this man may get the money to build his house. That is where houses people are standing. You will see him pointing. The picture is there for the world to see. So there will be no denial of this very fact that this man is a traitor, he's a betrayer. This man is a shame to our people.
So, Director, we have meeting next week. So I will meet our chairman. I will talk about this week that remains to contribute this thing. Director, please, don't be angry. We'll hear our voice very soon. Because you know what is going on? Nigerian people, our people in this Nigeria are not hearing our voice. Nobody knows what is going on. Only that is in the middle. Nobody knows. I assume that it's transferred in Nigeria. I think today, Wasuke will run away from Nigeria.
This man, if he were a woman, he would have made the perfect prostitute. He will go into bed with anybody. This man has no shame. This man brought Nigerian soldiers to the grounds of a place called Freedom House, built by Biafrans with Biafran money. He told us that is going to be the Biafran embassy in Nigeria. When people visit, they will come to the embassy to come and see him. He called it Freedom House. It was his own personal building, his own personal home. Behind it is where he has his torture chamber. I told people that Wasurike got the license to kidnap from the Zoological Republic of Nigeria and their government. Innocent Toji is in prison in Onitsha on the orders of Wasurike to go and kidnap some Chinese people that came, that unfortunately one of them died. This man gave us kidnapping in Igbo land. We have the evidence to prove it. He introduced kidnapping into our lives, this man. He has killed our children. He took money from P2B after the death of our people at the hands of P2B 2006, shoot at sight. This imbecile, this man without shame and honor is now bringing Hausa people close to our doorstep. They have given him guns with which he fired off 21 gun salute to Onyawosa, a sponsor of Boko Haram, came to our doorstep and this man gave him 21 gun salute. He says he's a freedom fighter looking for peace, but he has guns, Wasurike Mwebe, from Nigeria, Nigerian police and army. He's working for them. He went to jail for 2 years to convince us that he's a freedom fighter. It was an arrangement they made. He was at a girl's place when they came and arrested him. I know the girl's name, we'll mention it very shortly. The other time, they said they disguised themselves as NYSC and came and captured him. This man is a disgrace. And we are going to deal with him the way that rats like him are dealt with. There are 3.5 million people dead. And God will strike me to death if we abandon those people. 3.5 million people, not 3.5 people. 3.5 million that this man has made a mockery of them. These are Hausa people that killed us, cut open the stomach of our mothers, and took out unborn fetuses and destroyed them. That vultures swooped down from the air to eat the flesh of our people as they were fleeing from the north between 66 and 67. These are the same people that Wasurike brought into our home to come and disgrace us. I don't know what to say. We are bringing the program to an end. If you've listened to us, we want you to please tell your people in Malaysia to come out. We are meeting at JI Club. Biafrans will be there. Igbo people will be there. Every notable cultural association will be there. We are going to remember those that Wasurike is using their memory to steal. We want to ask God for guidance and for forgiveness. And we want to enthrone within the Malaysian people the light, the beacon, that will lead us into the promised land. They have shown their mettle. They have come out and supported every initiative. And we are here to pay tribute to that. We are here to recognize them for what they have done. We are here to do Ncheta Igbo. We are doing that later on today, 4 p.m. at J.I. Club. That's where we're going to meet. From here in Kuala Lumpur, each and every one of you should say goodbye to our people because they've been very kind to you, please.
Yes, go ahead. Interjection. It's 3 p.m.
Is it 3 p.m.?
Yes, sir.
3 p.m., please. Enekranya Tonuhuruchi, 3 p.m. is the time. This person has been calling from Ghana, I believe, 233. We'll take your call and we'll close this program, please. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, my name is Onyahalam Nnoma. I'm calling from Ghana.
Thank you very much, Onyahalam Nnoma. But myself has left us, or Wasriga has gone to over to the enemies. They have left us. Ha, Hapulani, please go ahead.
Yeah, I won't want back. I'm on Matra. It's not today I learned of it, because when I went to church, one of the hiring followers of what is supposed to be my uncle, he told me that during the election between Akela and Mutas, that the arrangement was that they will vote for Mutas. But during the campaign, Akela was comparing some of them that he must be Akela. Then most of them are hired vehicles from their own area, and as they see, they destroy the vehicles and push them away. So since that day, the most of them lost confidence in him. Even attempting to campaign for Rotas, or some to have attempted to campaign for Rotas there. Because now Rotas has not abandoned them. Even the Rotas, they are following. This relationship is something possible for settlement. An honest election. He took it from them and gave it to other people. Like what he did today, what has been today in the world. He took somebody that was one of the autonomous communities in the American government and gave it to the man that did not win the election. So these are the type of people who are divisions that we are having arrangements with. So the problem is the transmitter, because I went home on a day. Yeah, people will gather me tell the truth about the Afro. They will be interested, but the disappointment was when I wanted to clear my iPad. For them to just speak to that broadcast, the network was too bad. You should tell me what the real story of the Afro, how you may be deciding what, but people will not let you go. So I mean, the problem is we can go to the transmitter like but we have the right to say that is the problem with it. That is all we need. But what we should expect with our time, people that are not in Nigeria or are not in natural land are thinking that the Wazirika is powerful. It is not. When the translator reaches home, you will know it is not powerful. Like that is what I said the other day. The assembly of Wazirika, the OPC, Turkey, or the Northern. The working after the convert to Brazil. I took that and that analysis from Barista. Because they know that the whole issue is nobody they have gotten the right region. Now they want to bring in and that is the convert because of what is happening, they are big to fire. And when the Niger Delta big fire, it means. I thank you, Kabuleto, and our brothers in Malaysia, Thailand, all your movements. I'm overwhelmed.
Thank you.
If I should contribute my blood to this case, I don't think it's too much because you have shown that it's worth dying for.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
So I must get go thanking each and every one of you, and as we hope to reach our promised land.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. The coordinator is here, which is Ikechukwu Eniagu. I humbly direct Radio Biafra, which is what I have been called to do, and that is what I shall do. The leadership of this very struggle rests in the hands of the Council of the Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra under the able chairmanship of His Royal Majesty Honorable Justice Ezeozubo, retired, assisted by Dr. Dotsike Dife. Ikenga Newi, they are the people from which we derive our authority from. As for us, we run Radio Biafra. and we let our people know the importance of media, where we hold everybody to account, including the criminals selling our land. Owasirike, if you look at him, he's pointing out the boundaries of where the house has to control. You know, where? Go and look at the picture. It is there. It's a shame. It is a disgrace. Thank you all for listening to us this very evening. We'll go around very briefly, please, to just say thank you to our listeners and also to urge our people to come out here in Malaysia later on today at 3 p.m. in the afternoon, please.
Fellow Biafrans who have been with us throughout this program, I thank you once again. My name is Ike Chukwuenyago. I remind all of us here in Malaysia of what we've agreed to do. It is 3 p.m. Please, if you are the type that would need a reminder to wake up on time, please put your reminder. We've called ourselves. Please come out. Whatever it takes, come out, because our elders will be there even before us. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Does anybody else want to say something before we close the program from this place?
Yeah, once again, this is Elisha Michael. I really thank you people for listening and staying tuned for tonight or this day's program. And once again, to our Biafrans and Igbo people in Malaysia, we want to remind you again, today at GI Club, time is 3 p.m. Biafran time, not Nigerian time. Please be there. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for that. We ask, there's somebody here saying that Malaysia has left everybody behind, Mr. Annie. He is writing on Facebook, on Radio Biafra London Facebook page. If you write anything interesting, of course, we'll read it when we're on the air because we watch it all the time. He is saying why that this is not fair, that Malaysia should have made sure that this is coordinated worldwide. Why are they doing it in Taibo on their own without involving other people? We say because Malaysia is organized. Here they are organized. In India, we've been receiving phone calls from India for the past year and a half. They've done nothing. Absolutely nothing. Here, we don't want to stop the people who are moving ahead by diluting them with those who are not serious. We expect Ukraine to come up and be serious. Even look at ordinary Greece, where there is chronic unemployment. Yet, people from Greece accept this struggle and want to be part of it. How about those who are in comfortable surroundings? Thank you very much for listening. This is Radio Biafra. We are grateful to all of you for having listened to us. We are grateful to all of you for having embraced the truth. We are grateful to all of you because you made where we are today possible. We love each and every one of you. Even those in America, it may come to them as a surprise. We love all of you. We love you one after the other, and we want you to repent from your sins, but we have no love for Owasirike. He can never, ever be forgiven. Anybody pleading on behalf of Owasirike, we see you as an enemy of the people, because his sins are beyond pardon. We cannot forgive him. He has betrayed our people. He has ruined every hope we had in that very group. They brought us kidnapping. They kill our people. They fight with Igbo youths. They are looking for who will be important. They took chieftaincy titles, built hotels, built hostels. They have over $1 billion in their account. Now they are taking bullets and guns from Nigerian government to kill their own people, all under the guise of fighting for Biafra. They have been exposed. The reason why they were exposed is because we have Radio Biafra. That is why you must continue to support this radio station. Every day, every week, anything you have, you must support the work that we are doing. What we have done, nobody has ever done it before. We removed the red underline when you write Biafra on Microsoft. If you're in England, on Yahoo, on Facebook, and on Google, I don't know for the other parts of the world, we are still working on it. We gave you an app, the only indigenous bespoke app you have from that part of the world. We did it. We made it possible that the name and the word Biafra is the most mentioned anywhere on the internet and every other new media platform. We made it possible that we can unite our people all over the world. We have 38 countries that is confirmed. Confirmed countries where we have Biafrans working together. Nobody can do what we are doing. Because God cannot give them the grace. God can only give you this type of grace if you're honest and sincere and open. I want nothing from Biafra, but I will give everything to Biafra to make sure that Biafra comes Whatever you have listened to us from today, we remind you once again that Biafra is our religion. Here on this station, Radio Biafra is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. That same God that changeth not will guide and bless each and every one of you as you come to this gathering tomorrow, 3 p.m. at J.I. Club. Our people will be there. They'll come out en masse. But above all, it's today, not tomorrow. I keep losing my bearing because the timing on our virtue studio on the system is showing us London time. Please, it is today, 3 p.m. Uhuruchi, 3 p.m. today in Malaysia, because it is already the 14th of September here in Malaysia. Thank you very much for that, our dear coordinator. We welcome all of you. Don't come alone. Bring your friends and bring your families. Please, come everybody. Let us get together and remember those that died, on whose name we are pursuing Biafra, for their blessing and their guidance. The same way I insisted that Ekwenche must bless us in the USA, and they did. The same way I said to Dr. Justin Akujeze, you must be a part of what we are doing, and he blessed us publicly. He said he wanted to give us his blessing in private. I said, no, you must do it in public. And Ekwenche is the last group standing in the U.S. to make sure that those of them there do not face a life of eternal condemnation. We want God to bless all of you once again, but above all, to bless this sacred country called Biafra. Same time again, tomorrow, 2 a.m. in Malaysia, 7 p.m. in Lagos, 7 p.m. in Biafra land time. Please, we will see you at J.I. Club. Thank you very much, and God bless you all.